This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The North Carolina Senate has approved a bill that would allow magistrates who oppose same-sex marriage for religious reasons to recuse themselves from officiating at weddings. Senate Bill 2 passed mostly along party lines. It's a response to recent federal court rulings that struck down a state ban on gay marriage. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more.
Back in October, Wake County Magistrate Dexter Williams presided over some of the state's first same-sex marriages.
Chris and Chad, by the powers vested in me, by the state of North Carolina, I now pronounce you married. You may kiss.
Williams performed this marriage on the very first day a U.S. District Court judge ruled that North Carolina's ban on gay unions was unconstitutional. But not all magistrates are as willing to perform same-sex ceremonies. State senators say since then, half a dozen magistrates have quit for religious reasons. They say that officiating at weddings between people of the same gender goes against their religious beliefs.
It falls to us to try to accommodate people's sincere religious beliefs.
Buck Newton is a Republican senator from Rocky Mount. He's a supporter of Senate Bill 2, which would allow magistrates to recuse themselves. Newton says he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman.
The federal court decision in October has thrown us a curveball, and we need to establish a framework under which reasonable accommodation for sincerely held religious beliefs can be done.
Senate Bill 2 would allow magistrates to opt out of officiating at any wedding. They wouldn't get to choose between gay or straight ceremonies. The measure would also require county courts to offer wedding services for at least 10 hours over 3 days of the week. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger is the lead sponsor of the bill.
We're not saying that the First Amendment outweighs any other right that might exist. What we're saying is there should be an accommodation when there is a conflict between rights.
But Democrats who support gay marriage believe the bill would open the door to discrimination. Senator Josh Stein of Wake County says this proposal would have a broad impact throughout state government.
If a clerk at the Department of Revenue is opposed to gay marriage, and he believes that processing a tax return for a gay couple married filing jointly is contrary to his religion, you must allow that person the right to refuse to process that tax return.
Stein listed other examples of what could change, like a clerk at a zoo refusing to sell lesbian parents' family tickets, or a DMV employee could refuse to change a married gay couple's last names on their licenses.
Because of your logic, you're discriminating against these people's religious beliefs if you deny them the right to discriminate against gay people.
If the bill were to become law, it's likely it would be challenged in court. On the Senate floor yesterday, Republicans and Democrats debated whether such a law would be constitutional. Republican Senator Buck Newton argued with Democratic Senator Floyd McKissick.
Do you recall that that was the conversation we had yesterday and you agreed that this was a constitutional bill?
Well, I think what I indicated in my remarks to you and perhaps even to others, that was a very cleverly designed bill that would essentially lawfully allow discrimination, but it potentially withstand judicial scrutiny.
Senate Bill 2 will now go to the House of Representatives for consideration. It's not clear how members there will receive it. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.